Agnes Sims, and I'm pro-chief, and I know how it feels just in the last hour to be in the minority. I also believe that having been here since 8 o'clock, that I think there's also the saying, and the last shall be first. Illini, it is fitting that Chief Illini Wick is the honored symbol of the University of Illinois. By means of this symbol, a tribute is paid to those Native Americans who once lived here on this land we call Illinois. By this honored and respected symbol, we're saying we remember them. The chief is not a mascot, as about 100 people have said today. The costume that the chief wears and the dance that he does reminds me of the costumes and the dance that my husband and I saw on Second Mesa, Arizona, when they have their powwows. It is almost exactly the same. We were there.
Please.
Many considered him to be a dignified reminder of an Indian past. I do not understand why Native American activists want to get rid of Chief Illini Wick. If I were one of them, would I not want to have as many symbols as I could to remind everyone of the tribe that was here first? Our Hopi Indian friends spend much time in tribal events, working to keep the customs and beliefs of their tribe preserved for their children and grandchildren and their children. This is an important part of their history, and it is not written down, so they are extra busy keeping, preserving all of these customs and beliefs verbally. It worries elders that these young people seem not overly confident about and concerned about preserving their culture. Save that for later. If Chief Illini Wick truly offends even one person, could that not be in the eye of the beholder? One person may say, "What a beautiful day," and another says, "The sun is too bright." Is the glass half full or half empty? Jerry Klein, columnist with the Journal Star Peoria, Illinois, entitled an article, "Illini Wick Celebrates Our Rich History." He asked, why is it that Native Americans, activists you most hear from, seem determined to erase any memory, any celebration, any sign that they once were the only civilization this country possessed? And how, indeed, can we celebrate this heritage without offending someone? He remarked that we have to be careful so as we do not offend certain groups. His article continues, quote, "So we have Chief Illini Wick being called a race-based mascot, which sounds like one of those tired cliches that comes right out of the political correctness handbook. And for some people, the main spokesperson seems to be Charlene Teeters, who was once a student at the University of Illinois. Well, so was I. And I will tell you that Chief Illini Wick is part of my heritage, too. These are our Indians, these Braves, these Kickapoos. They are part of our glorious past, and to sacrifice our rich historical traditional traditions because they might offend somebody or because they are perceived by some to be politically incorrect is unthinkable. Let's celebrate this rich past of ours with more Indian dances, and Irish ones, and Jewish ones.